This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're delighted to hear. And Rick is typing away furiously on his keyboard. We can hear.
Sorry about that.
2,000 miles away. And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Richard Allen Miller and call in, we've got a toll-free number, and we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning. Sorry about that typing thing. One of our listeners, this one, Scott David, had just sent me a thing in caps. That means he's shouting, "Work sucks and life is a bitch. Looking forward to listening to you today. Get my mind off things." And my response was, "Good luck with that."
Yeah, whatever you do, maybe we shouldn't quote them verbatim. Maybe we'll just, use our own words as a family broadcast. But so work is tough. And, I've said to my dad and my mom over the years, when did you ever have time to go to work? I am so busy, as a retired person on the farm that I can't imagine having a job, Rick. I can't imagine showing up and taking orders from some of the people that I've met in businesses. I mean, they
well, that's just your American dream. The harder you work, the more you have. And why would you want to have more?
Well, that's a really...
Is that a Jones thing keeping up with him? Or what exactly is the American dream?
I used to say to my mom on trash day, and it was tongue in cheek, and I'd say, "Mom, how much garbage did we order? Do you think we should order some more, or do you think we have enough to keep up with everyone else? Because we don't want to look like, we aren't throwing out enough stuff." And if you live in a neighborhood, you can see the wealth of a society based on what they throw away. And back in the 70s and the 80s, we used to throw away stuff like over packaging. We would throw that away. All these big plastic packages and these big boxes with the small contents inside. That's in our landfills right now. How stupid were we? How stupid were we?
At landfills, there's one in Eugene, Oregon, that in the 80s was a brand new place where they were going to put their garbage. And today, that location, as you drive down I-5, is a mountain. I'm not kidding. It is a mountain, and a small mountain, but it is like, it's embarrassing to realize that that's our byproduct waste. And when you realize that a lot of it is toxic things like batteries and, with heavy metals, lithium, sodium, whatever, potassium. It's crazy. And however, there was another thing that hit me as the first thing this morning, and I wanted to just mention it, and then we can move on. And it has to do with a variety of cults that sprang up in the early 60s. Now, many of these were started by such writers as L. Ron Hubbard and Scientology, which later has led to Tom Cruise And I don't know the guy that played in Pulp Fiction. I can't remember his name right now, but everybody knows that our, you know, primary front door accesses to things like Scientology. Now, L. Ron Hubbard wrote a book called Battlefield Earth, and they made a movie out of that, and it was played by the guy, I can't think of his name right now, that had to do with leveraging, which is what is happening today in downtown Washington, D.C. Pelosi et al., the only way Pelosi et al. Would have endorsed Hillary Clinton is if they were being blackmailed. And that is the way our culture today lives. And back in the 60s, that, by the way, L. Ron Hubbard was in the 40s with his sidekick, Jack Parsons, who is a physicist like I am. In fact, I am known today in the occult circles as the physicist that didn't blow himself up. And so, stay tuned with what that all means. But today, we're talking about, you know, the children of God. And then, we're in Seattle, we had the Love family. And the Love family was very weird because some very famous children of very famous actors joined that family, gave all of their possessions to the family because, of course, you don't need them. And I made a movie out of Evergreen when I was teaching at Evergreen called Eat the Sun. And it was about a new religion based on biofeedback. And it was the Vitaru Telemahandi. And eat the sun, then you will be your own father. And that was a spoof that played in Cannes, won Best Picture Short of the year. It was a 1.5-hour cult movie that was a spoof on what was happening during the Children of God, the Love family, and all the rest of it. Scientology had a splinter group back then called The Process, and they were abducting people, which later led to smoke, the idea that you needed to get a cult extractor, someone that was experienced in going in and getting your children out of a cult. And that led to a bunch of movies that Harvey Keitel and others have played in that are absolutely worthwhile. But right now, this morning, Zen Gardner's in the front bullseyes. And personally, I don't care one way or another what Zen was. What I'm doing now is watching what Zen is doing today. And as far as I can tell, that man is still a way better writer than I am, articulating spirituality on a level that I wished I could write. And while he is being attacked publicly right now, so was I couple of years back with recent, as simple as people from your own radio station. Why? Well, I don't know. I don't know what their intent or purpose is. I know what mine is. I get a sense of what I thought Zen Gardner's is. I don't know what it all means right now, except destruction. Because right now, this election, coming up, presidential election, is a disgrace to the American public. And rather than vote for against somebody by voting for somebody I do not believe in, that is not right. And I think it's time everybody start to demand a better recount on what is actually going on with the Republican and Democratic parties. These are in shambles, both of them, are an embarrassment, and congressmen that are currently in election should know that, and why are they allowing this nonsense to happen to the American public today? And I think it's time that everybody starts saying something about this, because it is a disgrace. And one of the reasons I didn't want to travel to Europe this year, because I'm ugly enough. Sorry.
Well, you're saying, you're talking about the ugly Americans? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Back in the 60s and 70s when, you know, we were ugly back then. Well, if you think we were ugly back then, imagine what we must look like. The three words that I have repeatedly said, Europeans, and even in Mexico, they call us, is ignorant, ill-informed, and complacent. And by the way, when I went to the theaters to watch a great movie called Suicide Squad, oh man, every fourth person walking into that theater was more than obese. Don't worry, we'll make more in Doritos. It's crazy.
Rick, you mentioned the term ugly American. And if I remember correctly, that was a term in the 1960s that started, maybe even a little bit before. And what it was about is Americans traveling abroad, these arrogant, loud, demeaning, thoughtless, ignorant.
And thinking they owned everything because of their wealth.
Yeah, and they would send postcards back when they traveled abroad, and on the postcards it would say like, "Oh, you wouldn't believe these pitiful people, you know, in this country. They don't have anything. They're just pathetic." And these would be written on postcards, you know, not sealed in an envelope, so anyone who was handling the mail could read these horrible comments that the ugly Americans would write about where they were visiting, you know, other countries. And it was disgraceful, the behavior of these Americans. And as a result, the term ugly American.
I'm going to go one step further. This is important for me to say this. You know, there is an individual who has a website called Philosopher's Stone. And back in the late 60s and early, well, actually it was in the middle 70s when Iona Miller and myself began writing as a pen name under Philo Stone. That was Philo from Alexandria, and the stone part was to make it Philosopher's Stone. That was a pen name that later and will in the future be known as the Follower. And that was predicted over 150 years ago by Aleister Crowley. In his second book, in the Book of the Law, where he said, add, divide, multiply, and understand, and one will follow. And by the way, that will be in reference to the Marshall Papers, which is now being in edit, and possibly one of the most important things I will ever do in terms of simply one chapter alone of Bob Marshall's genius was reviewed by a series of mathematicians in sacred geometry, and what they came up with is that this man set up the entire of Buckminster Fuller's math in one chapter of a number of chapters written on this man's work.
We'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. His website, docram.com. Doc, D-O-C-R-A-M, as in Richard Allen Miller. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Repairs. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us. Hey, Rick, I'm looking at the headlines here. You know, I typed in Bill Clinton speaking fees. And it says here, now this is CNN.com, $153 million in Bill and Hillary Clinton speaking fees documented. It goes on to say, Hillary Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, combined to earn more than $153 million in paid speeches from 2001 until Hillary Clinton launched her presidential campaign. $153 million. In total, the two gave 729 speeches from February 2001 until May, looking at the date of the story, this was May of 2016, and the combined average payday was $211,000 for each address. Each one of these speeches averaged $211,000. Now, I was wondering, you know, why the Clintons would want to do this. They have turned a job as president into a job used to pay $200,000 a year. I think they bumped it up to $400,000. They turned that into $153 million since 2001. That's an enormous amount of money. What do you think, Rick? Is this just me? Okay. Okay, it looks like Rick Miller got disconnected. Okay, John's going to try and call him back. So let me just tell you about this. So In total, the two Clintons, Bill and Hillary, gave 729 speeches from February 2001 until May, and they received this average of $211,000 per address. And so that's an enormous amount of money, and you've got to wonder why anybody would want to be president. Well, you can become filthy, filthy rich by doing that. The next question is, when a person Rick, are you there?
Yes, I sure am.
I was talking about the... I got to tell you this.
I do know that I am now being buzzed, not so much harassed as made aware of an AI that is in and out of my computer many times a day. And I'm not talking about person of interest, but it's like that. I'm being observed, and it's letting me know that by synchronicity things are way too coincidental.
Okay. Well, since you've mentioned that, I was going to say at the beginning of this broadcast, you know, it's really interesting. Whenever we talk about Hillary Clinton on this broadcast, I seem to have a problem. Either I get disconnected, or our instructor gets disconnected, or something happens. It never happens during a commercial break. Never. Never happens during top of the hour news. But it seems to be, right, it seems to be centered around the discussion of Hillary Clinton. And if you look at that.
Let's talk about that person and Snowden and all the rest of what's going on.
All right. Well, while you were gone, Rick, I mentioned that Bill and Hillary have gained $153 million in speaking fees since 2001. And that average is about $211,000 per speech or address. And they've given a total of 729 of them. That is an enormous amount of money. Enormous amount of money for speaking. And then I noticed that there on the Drudge Report yesterday, there was a post about the number of people who have died as a result of their association with Bill and Hillary. And so we want to talk about that? I mean, there are over 80 of them, but I can
tell you what my sense is. Yeah, okay. She's a criminal. And the Snowden thing about the dead man switch, I have some information on that from, Greenwald, who is a whistleblower.
Hold that thought. Rick, hold that thought. We'll see if they'll let us come back on the air when we start talking about the dead bodies around the Clintons. We'll be right back.
Attention, USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, several years ago, before we talk about the Clinton death list, I want to share this short story with you, and we'll get into some of the deaths surrounding Bill and Hillary Clinton. Several years ago, I was on a radio station in Springfield, Missouri, and one of our instructors called me up off the air, and he said, "Hey, Vinny, we're having a we're having a petition signing here downtown Springfield. We got to stop these Walmart stores. I mean, there's so many Walmart supercenters and neighborhood markets, and now they want to take this church property and turn it into another Walmart neighborhood market. And it's just, you know, it's killing businesses and it's sending money to China, and we've got to stop it. And we need X number of signatures in order to do that. And I said, sure, I'd be glad to support that. And so I announced it on the air where the petitions could be signed in downtown Springfield. And I was on the local station there. Well, we got more than enough signatures. And I'm not going to give you the name of this person because he's going to be on the air with us next week. And he's going to talk about his association with Hillary and how he met her at the corporate headquarters of Walmart in Bentonville, Arkansas. He also met Sam Walton. And he when he describes Hillary, he talks about how evil she is and what she's like in person. And these stories that you hear about how she is offensive. He relates to that because he saw it firsthand. Well, here's what happened. So he came on the radio with me after we got the signatures, and he was talking about Hillary Clinton and Walmart and how Walmart is how Walmart will come into a village and take over, literally take over. They'll come in with low prices and they'll slowly raise their prices, and they will dominate and put other businesses out of business, you know, their former competitors. Well, he talked about this, and he was the store manager of a farm and ranch type store. He was the store manager. So he was off on Friday, but he worked on Saturday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, you know, those were his days to be on duty at the store. He was on the air with me on Friday, went to work Saturday morning, and their corporate officers were waiting for him, and they said, you know, you've got a real passion about Walmart, and by the way, you're fired. You were on the radio with Finelli, and you're so passionate about Walmart that you're fired. You no longer have a job here at this farm and ranch chain. Now, who is this farm and ranch chain? Well, they are not directly associated with Walmart. They are not part of the Walmart umbrella. However, they are a corporation that buys the old Walmart stores. So when Walmart outgrows one of their older stores, this company buys the property and then puts their farm and ranch stores in there. So are they associated with Walmart? Indirectly, they buy the property. So they have an interest in keeping the peace with Walmart. So this store manager of that farm and ranch store was fired as a result of talking about Hillary and Walmart on the radio with me. And I got a call from him recently. And he said, Vinny, you want to talk about Hillary? You want to talk about what's happening? You want to talk about who she really is? And I said, sure. He said, well, we're both going to die if we do that. I said, well, let's do it. So that's what's going to happen next week. And it seems that whenever we talk about Hillary, we have a problem. So I wanted to share that little story. And he is an instructor. He's been on the air with us several times. You haven't heard him recently, but he's coming back because he's very, very concerned about what could happen as a result of this election. So, do you have a comment before we go on to the Clinton death list?
Well, I think the comment I would make is your death list that exists and how many people are dead and synchronicity and how that works.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the Drudge, front page of Drudge Report, even right now, talks about the Clinton death list. And if you click on that, you'll come to a post in the dailymail.co.uk, and that's where I am. And I'll post this link on our website, you know, next commercial break. So here it is. It says, who else is on the Clinton death list? The names of the various internet lists vary from one website to another, but these are among the most frequently cited as possible victims of a vast Clinton conspiracy. So the first on the list is Kevin Ives and Don Henry, both 17 years old, crushed by a train August 23rd, 1987. Their deaths were ruled accidental, with the medical examiner saying that they had fallen asleep on a railroad line after smoking marijuana, but a grand jury found that they had been murdered before being placed on the tracks. They allegedly stumbled onto a plot to smuggle drugs and guns from an airport in Mena, Arkansas, that Bill Clinton was said to be involved in as the state governor. So these two young people allegedly stumbled onto this smuggling operation. They were murdered, placed on the tracks, and were killed. And the medical examiner ruled the death was accidental. That's two. They were 17 years old. And, class, if you watch the Netflix series Scandal, you will see on the television screen, it's fictional, but boy, it sure sounds like a documentary to me, that if you're closely associated with the Oval Office or the governor's office, you can easily be executed because you might know something as a close personal friend of one of these congenital liars. And that's the term we started using yesterday, that Hillary Clinton is a congenital liar, liar from birth. Next, Victor Raisner, R-A-I-S-E-R, 53 years old. Small plane crash, July 30, 1992. The second finance co-chair of Bill Clinton's presidential campaign was killed along with his son during a fishing vacation in Alaska. Campaign press secretary D.D. Myers called Raisner a major player in the organization. So, plane crash. Next, Paul Tully, 48. Apparent heart attack, September 25, 1992. A chain-smoking, heavy-drinking political consultant who weighed in at more than 320 pounds. Tully died 7 weeks before Clinton's first presidential election win. He had been political director of the DNC during Clinton's rise. Tully was on the left of the Democrat Party and usually worked for those who shared his views. However, he agreed to work for Clinton because he was impressed with his oratory and thought he was the only Democrat who could beat President George Bush. So he died of an apparent heart attack. Paul Gober, G-O-B-E-R, 36. Single car accident, December 7, 1992. Paula Gober. She was Clinton's interpreter for the deaf for several years and traveled with him while he was governor of Arkansas. Her vehicle overturned on a bend, throwing her 30 feet. There were no witnesses. Now, class, you know that Bill Clinton liked to have his way with all kinds of women. You know that. You heard Larry Nichols say that right here on USA Prepares. So, you know, there's always questions in my mind when there's a female involved with Bill Clinton. Next, Vince Foster. I'm just reading this post. Okay, these are not my words. Vince Foster committed suicide on July 20, 1993. He was an Arkansas lawyer who Bill appointed as deputy White House counsel when he became president in 1993. It didn't take long for Foster to realize that he had made a terrible mistake by accepting the post. He hated the work and fell into deep depression. Just 6 months into the job, his body was found in his car in Fort Marcy Park, Virginia, a gun in his hand and a suicide note torn into 27 pieces in the trunk. Now, these are my words. Now, Larry Nichols doesn't believe that it was suicide. He said that right here on the broadcast. And he also said that Hillary Clinton was having relations with Vince Foster. Now, how would it look if the first lady was in the press as having an affair. She would be the first one that would make the press as having an affair with a man, right? So, Rick, do you have any comments?
What's good about Trump? You know, they're all bad. Why?
Well, I haven't found a list of dead bodies about him yet, but I can do a search.
Well, there's that part for sure. There's a bunch of ego, and to presume that he's smarter than someone like me because he has more money.
Well, his IQ is said to be between 120 and 130. And George W. Bush, I don't have it in front of me, but I remember reading his IQ was in the 120-something range. He was said to be of the lowest IQ.
George W. Bush was characterized by John Belushi in Animal House. So that's where that goes, when he's driving at the end of the movie toward the White House with a big buxom blonde. The whole thing's nuts. And we have no choice. And I refuse to vote for somebody that I don't believe in because I'm voting against someone else. That's wrong. So where are we today?
And I've got, okay, so George W. Bush's IQ is 124.
Well, that's the Toga Party. And Belushi
was probably way, way brighter than George W. Bush. Donald Trump, 120 to 130. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I am.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This can be slide in.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you got
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rick Miller's with us. Rick, you were talking about some of the IQs involved in the presidential race, and I mentioned that G.W. Bush had the lowest IQ as reported that I found on the Internet. He was at 124. Gerald Ford, whom I met, spent about, I don't know, 15 minutes with in a small group meeting, about five of us and President Gerald Ford. I didn't think he was all that bright. I'll just tell you the story. So about five guys were involved in building a data center for a credit card bank, and Gerald Ford was on the board of directors. So he was coming for his annual meeting in the white glove tour of this new building that we built in the new data center with all the blinking lights and the IBM mainframe computers and that kind of thing. And so we were talking with him. Secret Service was, I guess, outside the room with their semi-automatic machine guns under their coats. And we were telling him about the millions of transactions and the size of this mainframe. In my job, I was the data guy. I was in charge of linking computers to computers and high-speed data and that kind of thing. And so we were all there as the architects of the system, explaining how this worked to President Gerald Ford. And for 15 or 20 minutes, we told him about the statistics and the equipment and what was what and what these big boxes were in this air-conditioned room with the glass windows and the blinking lights. And when we were all done with the presentation, we said, "Mr. President, do you have any questions?" And he was leaning on this this big hard drive, which was a half height. It was the size of a refrigerator, but about maybe 3 feet tall. He was kind of leaning on that, and he had bad knees from football injuries. And he said, "Yeah, I had just one question. What's the difference between hardware and software?" And that's what Gerald Ford said. And my jaw dropped when I heard that. I'm thinking, man, oh man. We think that this guy is really bright, and he doesn't know the difference between hardware and software. And this was in the 1980s. So that was Gerald Ford, IQ 127. Then you had Ronald Reagan, whose IQ was reported at 130. And then George Bush's father, Herbert Walker Bush, 131. Richard Nixon tied him for 131. Dwight David Eisenhower was 131.9. George Washington was a little brighter. He was at 132.5. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was at 139.6. Dishonest Abraham Lincoln was at 140. John Adams, 142.5. Barry Obama, Barry Satoru, he's at 145. So he's bright enough to know better. Teddy Roosevelt, he was at 149. Jimmy Carter was pretty bright. They said he was a U.S. Navy nuclear engineer. He used to say it nuclear, nuclear engineer, 153. William Jefferson Blythe Clinton, he's smart enough to know better. He's at 156. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, a little brighter at 158. Thomas Jefferson, even brighter than that, 160. And winning the parade is John Quincy Adams at 168.8. So those who were presidential hopefuls in this election, Jeb Bush at 128, Ted Cruz at 135, Mitt Romney, when he was interested, he was at 142. Hillary, subject of part of today's class, 140. And then Donald Trump's is estimated at 120 to 130. So those are how bright these guys are. So some of them are bright enough to deceive us, and that would be, Hillary at 140 and Barry at 145.
You know, I have a question about IQ because I've been tested, and Washington State University, WSU, ran thorough tests on me because I became known when I was in grad school later. I'll talk about that later, if you'd like. Because IQ doesn't mean anything.
So I'm glad. I'm glad because I might not have a high one. Actually, I do know what mine is. Rick Miller and I will be right back right after these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news. We're going to talk about intelligent quotients. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If you're an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Listening to GCN.